once a month in this church, we celebrate, and it is a celebration of communion. You don't have to be a member of this church to participate. It's an open table. That means you don't have to necessarily be a member of this church. But all God's people are welcome to celebrate. The most important thing about taking communion, thank you so much, guys, is that you've surrendered your life to our Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says we do these things in remembrance of Him. And that's why we gather in this place, to remember Him. So I'm going to read the scriptures from 1 Corinthians chapter 11 as we get ready to celebrate the elements of communion. For I received from the Lord, verse 23 of chapter 11 of 1 Corinthians, that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do, as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man and a woman examine himself and herself. So let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened by the Lord, that we may not be condemned with the world." I want to ask you one more time the question I asked you as we began this service, or something similar to it. How many are grateful for Jesus Christ?
Amen.
The Lord Jesus went to the cross of Calvary. He took your sins and mine upon himself. He was beaten brutally for us. His blood was shed for us. Why? Because he loves you and he loves me. He died, he was buried, and then he rose again on the third day. This is the message, of course, of Easter, of resurrection. But we celebrate him every single day. Amen. Not just a tradition, not just a message preached once a year, but something that gives us purpose and reason and meaning every single day. His name is Jesus.
Yes.
And aren't you glad he's alive?
Amen.
God is good.
All the time.
And all the time. So as we participate this morning, we remember this in him and all that he's done. This bread becomes his body by faith. The fruit of the vine, his blood, washing us clean. So as we participate this morning, let's do so with such thanksgiving. You know, the Bible says the word is called Eucharist. And it's not just a somber, go to sleep, a dead experience. It's a celebration. That's the meaning of the Greek. It's a celebration of him. So what we want to do is remember and celebrate. Can anybody say amen?
Amen.
Lord, we thank you for this bread we hold in our hand. And we participate this morning in remembrance of you, knowing how good you are. Thank you that your body was broken for us upon that cross and impaled for us, blood shed for us, for our sins, so we don't have to die for our own, because our sin can never be redeemed by our own blood being shed. Thank you, Jesus, for all that you've done for us in Jesus' name. Let's all participate in the bread together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You're so good. Now, Lord, as we hold this fruit of the vine in our hands, we believe the blood of Jesus washes us clean. You ratify the new covenant in your blood. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sins, but you shed your blood. The perfect Lamb of God who took our sins upon yourself. Jesus, we do this in remembrance of you. As we gather in this place this morning and do this, we remember what you have done and we say thank you. Can you say that to him? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for all that you've done. Let's participate together. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. How great you are. We worship you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for being so good. Redeemer, Lord, Savior, Master,
yes.
King of kings and Lord of lords, the one we love and the one we praise in Jesus' name.